centuries-old tradition, the pig slaughtering feast will soon be a thing of the past. Those who consider the gory ritual an act of barbarism are cheering. Others, for whom it is an important part of village folklore, are determined to maintain it at any price. A pig slaughtering feast is precisely what the name suggests. The slaughter of a pig out in the open by a master butcher, the processing of the meat and intestines in front of those invited, and subsequently a boisterous pork feast accompanied by drinking, music and dancing, which generally leaves everyone much the worse for wear. Ham, liver, blood pudding, sausages, cracklings and head cheese. Those are some of the mouth-watering dishes that you will be invited to taste at a traditional pig slaughter. That is, if you're not squeamish about the fact that the housewife and her helpers mix the products in huge vats and basins out in the yard or in the kitchen, their sleeves rolled up and hands elbow deep in the still warm mixture of pork intestines and blood. The sights and smells of a traditional zabiechka can be overpowering, even for people with a strong stomach, and the faint-hearted should keep well away from it. Until the pig is slaughtered and the food is prepared, there is really not much to do except stand around, drink plum brandy, and socialize. In the olden days, the home breeding and slaughtering of pigs several times a year was an economic necessity. People would stock up on meat for the harsh winter months, or slaughter a pig to provide for a big celebration, such as a wedding or a christening. A pig slaughtering feast was a big event to which the whole village was invited, and no one came away empty-handed. The way it worked in most villages is that people slaughtered their animals at different times and shared, so that there was always good pork in the larder. Illustrator Josef Ludda put the pig slaughtering feast on many of his postcards, and among others it was described in detail in Bohumil Hrabal's famous novel Postřižiny, later filmed by Oscar-winning director Jiří Menzel.
Prasátko moje, no neboj, Ludvíku, neboj. No, budou z tebe dobré šunky.
Although home pig slaughtering is no longer an economic necessity, you can still come across these feasts in some parts of Europe, Croatia, Serbia, Hungary, Italy, Greece, Portugal and Spain, to name just a few countries. But now a new set of strict hygiene norms approved by the European Commission is about to change all that. The new legislation means that while a farmer can still slaughter a pig and consume the meat at home, he will no longer be able to organize a pig slaughtering feast for his friends and neighbors. Anyone who violates the new law could face a fine of up to 300,000 crowns. Farmer Vladimír Řehounek says this is a great pity.
Byla to společenská událost, nejen to, že si připravili vlastně.
Pig slaughtering feasts were not just about stocking up on meat, it was a social occasion, and if this new law is strictly enforced, then we will have to forget about them, and our children will know nothing of this old tradition.
Tak se s tím asi budeme muset rozloučit a naše děti už o tom asi nebudou vědět za chvíli vůbec nic.
Josef Boháč from the regional veterinary office confirms that this is indeed the case.
Potravina, která vzniká, musí být prohlídnuta.
The food products made from a pig slaughter, which are served to the public, must be made under state veterinary supervision.
This would inevitably mean an end to pig slaughtering festivals organized by individual farmers or even local associations of hunters, firemen or gardeners. Most people are ready to accept this, but some are refusing to bow to instructions from Brussels. Miroslav Nosek, the mayor of Miletín, is incensed by the idea.
Someone in Brussels approves a law banning pig slaughtering feasts and ends a centuries-long tradition just like that. Every country nurtures its traditions and traditional products and shows them off to foreign visitors. Why should we do the opposite?
The mayor is determined to organize the town's annual pig slaughtering feast on the Miletín main square, regardless of the EU ban.
A když někdo přijde, že mu to vadí, tak řeknu, že to je soukromá zabíjačka.
If anyone has any objections, I will say it is a private party and all the guests are my relatives. I will bypass the law because I consider it to be utterly nonsensical. That's where it will lead, to people bypassing the law.
Prosím vás, to zase nutí na obcházení zákona, abych ukázal na ten nesmysl.
Although the new hygiene laws approved by the European Union have raised the hackles of some villagers, the problem may not be as serious as it looks. With or without the EU, pig slaughtering feasts are slowly on their way out. Few people still breed pigs at home, and pig slaughtering feasts have grown rare. Josef Jelinek is a master butcher authorized to perform home slaughters.
The home pig slaughters are few and far between. When I took up the trade 23 years ago, I would perform around 90 home slaughters for people in the course of a single year. Now I am called to about 15 at the most.
According to the Czech Agrarian Chamber, the number of home slaughters has fallen sharply in the last decade, reflecting the significantly lower number of pigs bred by large breeders. While in 2003 the chamber registered over 3,300,000 pigs, in 2011 there were just 1,750,000. The head of the Agrarian Chamber, Jan Veleba, says this explains the drop in home slaughters.
People who would otherwise be interested in buying a piglet and fattening it up simply lack the opportunity to do so. Getting them from the big breeders is no longer so easy.
And given the dwindling number of home slaughters, there is gradually also a dearth of the master butchers authorized to perform such slaughters in line with veterinary and hygiene norms. The home slaughter of pigs, followed by a public feast, should soon be a thing of the past. While some occasionally still take place, the State Veterinary Office has warned private breeders and various hobby groups and associations that they could soon get into big trouble for breaking the law. Anyone who wishes to organize a pork feast for their village or friends and neighbors would have to buy certified meat products that have been approved by the state veterinary authority. Public feasts could still be as boisterous, but they would be a lot less bloody, which many see as a good thing.
Vem sem tu vodu, vem sem tu tady za balíček, hrníček, hrníček teď to zalijem.
Sounds of the pig feast ending that edition of Panorama by Daniela Lazarova. Now, have you ever experienced a real authentic Czech pig slaughtering feast? If so, why not let us know about your experience here at Radio Prague? You can write to english@radio.cz or to our street address, Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2, the Czech Republic. We're looking forward to some interesting stories.